In our religious alphabet discussion, we are now on the letter K, and I chose the word kingdom. Perhaps I've said a few words about kingdom on other points well made, but they're worth repeating. And what I'm referring to is not necessarily the place, a place, or where God is or might be, but I'm referring to the word kingdom, and when we hear it or read it or say it, what we should understand by that word. We have to go back to the original Greek, and I'm speaking about the word vasilia. And we hear the priest say it at the beginning of the liturgy when he says, "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." We hear it at the end of the Lord's Prayer, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory." And we just said it a minute ago in the Creed, "Whose kingdom shall have no end." So that word in Greek is vasilia. One of our theologians posed the rhetorical question once, and he said about the word vasilia, he said, "Is vasilia the uncreated rule of God or the created kingdom ruled by God?" And it's the former. It is the uncreated rule of God. So I'm not talking about a place now where God may be, or I'm not saying that there's not a place. The discussion is not about where God is. The discussion is about the meaning of the word kingdom when we say it liturgically, when we say it in church. Okay? So the theologians of our church tell us, and actually the Bible will tell us, the Lord says the kingdom of God is within you. He says the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness. And if you read if you want even a better explanation of what the kingdom of God is, you can read the life and especially a conversation of Saint Seraphim of Sarov with a fellow named Nicholas. If you do a little search on Google, you'll find that. And also all the fathers of the church will talk about this. So kingdom, some of us who grew up in the 60s in the church, we remember one of the older versions of the Creed. It used to say, "Whose reign shall never end." That is actually, reign or rule is probably a better translation for the word kingdom here. So anyway, long story short, kingdom or rule or reign is referring to the uncreated energies of God, not to a created place, not a realm. We don't say the realm of God. We're talking about the kingdom, but really it's a code word for uncreated energies, just like we say kingdom, power, glory, all of those things are what are called the uncreated energies of God. And those people who are in higher levels of illumination or theosis have a vision or an experience of the glory of God. We say they were glorified, okay? Glory to God who glorified you, we say to Saint Nectarios and so many other saints, okay? That they reached a level where they were participating in the uncreated energies of God. Theological principle, we should all know this right from our catechism, that there are the divine energies of God and the divine essence or nature. And we do not know the essence. We do not participate in the divine essence or nature. It is unknowable. It's what God is or whatever, however God exists. But what does come to us are the divine and uncreated and therefore divine and therefore God energies. And some of these energies have names. Kingdom is one of them. Glory, honor, magnificence, all those things we hear about God, they are referring to the uncreated energies.